Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
We're the one for you.
The novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community. Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
It was Old Year's Day the last time we visited Murondoy, and Coretta rowed with John about delaying in starting their craft business. Zena called Denzel and thanked him for being a friend. The phone was on speaker, and Maurice overheard and threatened her. Coretta called Ignatius for advice, and John overheard. She made reference to his dead wife, and he choked her. Right now, Zena is at Aunt Myrtle's.
Oh my goodness, Zena! Look at your eye!
Maurice!
Come sit down.
Thank you, Miss Myrtle.
What happened?
He found out about my friendship with Denzel.
Oh my gosh, is Denzel in danger?
He might be. Miss Myrtle, I'm so sorry about this to your family.
No. Don't apologize. You are the victim here. The only person who needs to apologize is Maurice. I thought you said things were going great because you started counseling.
I really thought he was changing.
Have you made a report to the police?
No. I just feel so broken.
He needs to be arrested.
He's threatened to kill me.
And you didn't call the police? Zena, this is serious.
It's not the first time.
So are you going to wait until he kills you to believe him?
You don't understand, Miss Myrtle. When it's good, it's beautiful.
But then he would give you a black eye too. Zena, what has he done to show you that he really wants to change?
Well, he agreed to go to counseling. He apologized to me.
Zena!
Miss Myrtle's like, he has been to me down so much. Like, I don't have self-worth left.
So what are you going to do?
I can't stay at the house with him. I'm not safe.
He should move out.
Even if he did, he would return whenever he wants.
Well, if you need to stay here for a while, we don't mind.
I can't intrude on you like that.
This man has threatened to kill you. You need to be in a safe environment away from him.
Catalina wouldn't mind.
Look, I'm sure she wouldn't. Look, we are here for you, Zeno. We're not going to sit around and watch Maurice kill you.
Loretta, what are you doing here?
Happy New Year, Shelley. Ignatius home?
This will help make your song then, sir. You ain't feeling well?
No.
If it's COVID you got, then...
I ain't got COVID.
Oh. But where you want with my husband?
I was just passing and I decided to stop and see if he home. It's something I want to talk to you about.
You come for beg you for money?
No, Shelley.
Loretta.
Hi, Ignatius.
Look, I'm going inside there.
What's going on?
It's John.
What happened?
This man assaulted me. And every day now is a quarrel.
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
Report it to the police.
No, what can tell them?
You say he assault you? Correcto. What are you really that on?
I think it's I aggravating.
So you think him assaulting you is your fault?
Ignatius, I know I got my ways.
Everybody got their ways, but that don't mean that you should be assaulted. Correcto, you know this.
Oh man, Ignatius, don't get upset with me.
I am not the police. The most I could do is encourage and advise you.
I don't think John is a bad man. It's just that this whole Christmas season throw you off because he does remember his dead wife. I never see he drink so much.
So, you're making excuses for him?
No, it's not though.
Then what?
Look, I never thought John would do something like this. I left shocked.
Alright, if you think it's just a phase and you feel safe, go home and work it out with him. But the fact that you're complaining means it is serious and you need help.
I mean, we used to quarrel, but it never gets so bad.
Correcto. Let me tell you something. One of the biggest mistakes women make at the start of an abusive relationship is to stay.
But I don't think this is going to be a steady thing with John.
You're listening to yourself? You come to complain about this man, but you stand up here making a set of excuses for him?
It's not excuses, Ignatius. He's just going through something.
Anyway, I can say this. The best thing you can do is to nip this thing in the bud. You either put it out or call the police. See if he can get professional help because he obviously got unresolved issues.
Me want to call the police and then it go too far.
What you mean?
Like they lock you up or something. I mean, I want my husband with me. We starting a business.
It's the new year. He start doing what he needs to do.
He say he can register the business soon.
Okay. Well, even if you don't want the police to arrest him, at least they could give him a warning.
Yes.
Many women would be safe if they decide to do something about domestic violence as soon as it starts. You can't wait hoping the man's going to change when clearly in most cases it only gets worse.
Look, I too big for this, Ignatius. I too big.
Anyway, Coretta, get yourself together. Don't sit down and allow the situation to worsen.
We bring the radio to the streets and the streets to
the... Ignatius, what Coretta want with you?
She came to ask for my advice.
So you're she counselor?
Shelley, what is it?
I'm just asking.
Well, you asked and you got your answer.
Ignatius.
What?
Why don't we can sit down and discuss the way forward with me and you?
We got anything to talk about?
I know me like that.
You want me sit and analyze with you why you had an affair with my nephew?
Ignatius, it's not like you never do anything wrong in this marriage.
Shelley, don't get me on the other side of this good day. For months I have been controlling my feelings. And one of the reasons is because I don't think any woman has ever hurt me like you. Under my nose, with my own nephew. You did this to me. And you have the audacity to speak about what I have done?
I just want us to...
Everything okay? I heard shouting.
Excuse me.
Mr. Ignatius?
Don't worry about it, Benicia.
You okay, Shelley?
Yeah. You ready for me go to the place?
Si.
Alright, give me a few minutes.
From the peaks of the Pacaraimas to the quarantine, you're listening to the voice of Gaia.
No woman should have to put up with this kind of abuse, Zina. You can stay here as long as you want.
Thank you so much, Catalina.
We could never sit around and see another woman get abused. And if that madman thinks he can do something to Denzel, I can see that he go to jail. I don't care how much a big lawyer he is. Let he touch my son.
Hopefully it doesn't come to that, Catalina. But we have to let Denzel know he has to be aware of his surroundings at all times. It's no telling what Morris could do.
I'm so sorry about this to your family, Miss Myrtle.
Stop apologizing, Zena. The only person who's at fault is Morris. What an idiot he is.
So, you will need to get some clothes and so, Zena?
Yeah, but I'm afraid to go back to the house. I'll just let my son go and get what I need.
Listen, I can go with you. I ain't afraid of no abusive man.
Catalina, we must practice common sense here, girl. We don't know if this madman got the gun.
He's a licensed firearm holder, yes.
You see?
Denzel got to be even more careful.
I can't tell you the number of times he's threatened me with that gun.
Look, let me call me child and find out we there. If Maurice playing it crazy, I'm more crazy than he.
Yeah, miss. I was explaining to Benicia some of the services you offer because you helped somebody I know. But she wanted some assurance and information.
Thanks, Shelley. I'm glad you came to NCCGY. We'll be happy to help you. Where are you from, Benicia?
I'm Venezolana.
And how long have you been in Guyana?
About 3 years.
Okay. I want to assure you that you are welcome and we'll assist you as much as we can.
Gracias. What is NCCGY?
The National Coordinating Coalition. We're a one-stop shop giving legal and psychosocial support. We also provide referrals because we work with many organizations who give support and services to persons who seek help. So we can connect you with them too.
So this is not just an organization. It's many coming together.
Correct. That way we know who provides what service and where people can get the help they need.
And you help Venezolanas like me?
Yes, Benicia. We work to make sure Venezuelan migrants, like yourself, can get the correct information and services they need. They have a right to get help.
Gratis?
Yes, free.
Wow, esto es maravilloso. I will tell all my friends and family. Sometimes you feel so helpless. I did not know any organization was helping Venezolanas like this.
Miss, what about the domestic violence and abuse? Because that's the help the person I know got.
Yes, we do that too. Benicio, has someone been violent or abusive to you?
Sí, my relationship with Alonso was terrible. He treated me bad. It was so much stress that I lost my bebé. I'm still sad inside.
I'm so sorry to hear that. No one deserves that.
If it was not for Shelley and Mr. Ignatius, I don't know what I would do.
Don't mention it.
I'm glad you have people supporting you. And yes, violence and domestic abuse are issues we address. We can refer you to the right people so you can get free services.
Gracias.
Counseling, legal and health support. If you need help reporting the abuse to the police, safe housing and so on. We can assist you.
Esto es bueno. Shelley told me, but I still didn't believe.
Well, you see, I wasn't lying.
Thank you for doing this for Venezolanos.
We are available for all migrants and Guyanese too. We have a project that specifically supports Venezuelans because we recognize that they face unique challenges here in Guyana.
Gracias. We only come to Guyana because we are looking for a better life. It is hard in Venezuela. Maybe one day it will get better.
Yes.
But for now, most of us come here to work. We leave family back home that we must help.
And it's unfortunate that some people would use that as an opportunity to take advantage of Venezuelans.
See?
Whether it is trafficking in person, charging people more rent than they should, not paying them when they work, or gender-based violence. We really need to do better. Guyanese wouldn't like it if they were in another country and people treat them like this.
Indeed.
Muchas gracias for providing these services. I will tell every Venezolano I know in Guyana that there is help at NCCGY.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.